Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dirty terror drills going on around the area. We'll find out more about that with DC Assistant Chief Jeff Carroll.
And Dr. Jeff Gardier will be joining us to talk about parents pranking their kids and whether that's healthy or not. It is 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. President Trump unveils the broad outlines of a tax overhaul today.
The president wants across-the-board personal income tax cuts, and as Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin simply explains, tax simplification, long favored by Republicans. In other words, with lower rates comes fewer deductions.
The average American should be able to do their taxes on a large postcard. Business tax reform. We need to make business taxes competitive.
The president wants to lower the top corporate tax rate from 35% to 15%, though critics charge few big companies pay 35%. Mnuchin promised the cuts would not explode the deficit because of economic growth. Bob Costantini, the White House.
A federal judge is knocking down another of President Trump's immigration orders. U.S. District Judge William Orrick cited statements by Mr. Trump himself in a ruling that blocks the president's order to withhold federal funding from sanctuary cities. The White House is vowing to fight the ruling. Well, this is not your average police and fire drill today. First responders from all across the region are figuring out what they would do during a coordinated terror attack.
Authorities aren't saying exactly what the scenario is, but Metro Transit Police Chief Ron Pavlik says it'll be similar to what's been happening overseas.
We want to see how the region responds and how it impacts, all of us as far as first responders go.
The drill's happening in 6 separate locations in Northeast and Southeast D.C., Fairfax, Arlington, and Prince George's counties.
The public's going to see a large police response, fire EMS response across the National Capital Region. You know, it's a pretty significant event.
People in the specific neighborhoods where it's happening have been notified ahead of time. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro is said to be gearing up in case there is an employee sick out this weekend. Some buses and rail operators are reportedly planning to call in sick since they're not allowed to go on strike. In fact, their union says it does not support a sick out, but Metro managers are preparing. Metro's facing increasing pressure from the Federal Transit Administration, which is demanding that the region's governing bodies establish a Metro Safety Commission. Today, Metro's troubles get the attention of the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments.
Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly will brief the Board of Directors on all things Metro.
I think we're going to, I hope, have a family discussion about the problems that have plagued Metro and the solutions we need going forward and how we develop the leadership to make that happen.
Maryland Congressman Steny Hoyer will join him. Now, it comes as Metro is facing the possibility of losing millions of dollars in funding from the Federal Transit Administration over safety issues.
That's a very serious matter.
Congressman Connolly says it will continue to take teamwork to get Metro back to what it should be. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Figures show that police use of tasers in Virginia has dropped in the year since a federal appeals court decision restricting their use. One expert on stun guns and police use of force tells the Richmond Times-Dispatch that the court ruling essentially, quote, rewrote policy for every department in the state. The National Park Service says some 61 million people visited the monuments, memorials, and other parks in the Washington area last year. That's up nearly 5 million from 2015. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 20,996. The Nasdaq at 60.25. Sports: Trey Turner has 7 RBI. Daniel Murphy adds 5 more as the Nats outslug the Rockies. The Orioles lose to the Rays, and the Wizards and Hawks tangle tonight in Game 5 of their tied-up playoff series at Verizon Center. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
Governor Hogan reaffirming my title as Crab Cake Czar of Maryland.
Senate, they're going to try to block your nomination. I'm going to override the veto, and we're going to get it done.
Appreciate that.
Okay, let's have a crab cake.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
WMAL.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs clean. Go to JoeHadid.com.
Spring is positively bursting with color at Potomac Petals and Plants. Right now through April 30th in their garden center, buy three and get one free on perennials, three-gallon azaleas, and hanging baskets. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We had two major problems this morning and now resolved. You can now use East Street. It's been reopened coming off the East Street Expressway, passing 17th and 18th Street. Emergency utility crews are completed with that job there. Also, Gaithersburg, you have a lane open now, westbound Shady Grove Road before you get to 355. You're still seeing some accident cleanup going on, but you can get through. So much better news. You can get over to 355. Now for 270 southbound, once you get past 109, still in the heavy volume, Clarksburg and down to the lane divide. It's been about the volume, a lot of heavy volume on Colesville Road, coming through White Oak out of Fairland on the southbound stretch of New Hampshire Avenue before you get into White Oak. Slower than normal, but crews saying they're not working anything, but it's been very heavy. 395 southbound direction, the evening flow, southbound 395. As you come up to Landmark, it's the crash in the left lane with southbound abrupt delays, northbound from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge, heavy. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
On the back edge of the rain now, western edge of the rain showers continue to be with us this morning, so just a few showers in the forecast. Cloudy otherwise this morning, mostly cloudy and milder this afternoon, 75. Tonight we break up the clouds, fall to 61, suburbs a little cooler, plenty of sun, very warm tomorrow, 86. Middle 80s, a mix of clouds and sunshine on Friday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Manassas, 54 in Frederick, 57 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. Republicans aim to take another crack at fixing Obamacare. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy morning at 8:35 this morning. We're going to be joined by D.C. Assistant Chief Jeff Carroll from Metropolitan Police Department because there are terror drills going on all over the greater area. Maryland, Virginia, D.C. You may see some of this. Why are they doing it? Why is it important? He'll join us at 8:35 to explain. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
Instead of doing classwork, you were playing games? Really? Really? You want to play games? You want to play some games? All right, stay here. Stay right here. Want to play games? You want to play games, Cody?
No!
Want to play games? Let's play games, Cody! Let's play games! You want to play games?
All right, that is audio of Mike Martin, who's a father who operates a YouTube channel called Daddy05. His wife also has a Mommy05. And they play pranks on their kids. They videotape them, and then they put them up on YouTube on this channel, and they get lots of hits, and they get advertisers and all sorts of stuff. Well, there is outrage. They also, by the way, are in Maryland. They're local. And there's outrage over this. And to join us right now to discuss whether this is harmful is Dr. Jeff Gardier. He's a psychologist, America's psychologist, and you've seen him all over television. He was also the host of VH1's Dad Camp and a principal psychologist for the Housewives of Atlanta and another Housewives show, but it's currently a secret. And that in and of itself has got to make you question your sanity. Dr. Jeff, good morning. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, that secret is out as far as the new Housewives show. It's actually the Potomac, so we're neighbors again.
Very excited. Yeah, I would love your job because I just want to slap all of them. They all need to be slapped.
I hear you.
Let's talk about parents pranking their kids and putting it on YouTube. Or, you know, Jimmy Kimmel does this where he asks parents to tell the kids that they ate all their Halloween candy overnight and then tell them there's no more Halloween candy left. Or tell them they've got a big present for them for Christmas. And they open up the box and it's underwear or vegetables or something like that and videotape it and send it in to him. Is this a healthy thing for the kids?
Well, you know, I'm not so sure about the Jimmy Kimmel pranks because I guess it's a one-shot deal and it's not the same kids over and over again, which is, I believe, part of the issue here, that it's the same kids, the same family that have been pranked over and over again. And the emotions have been so high that they've been introduced to. And, of course, the very verbally abusive language is very disturbing.
Yeah, absolutely. And now the parents have come out and said that, hey, you know, this is the kids are in on the planning of these pranks. The kids know these are pranks. I think the other kids knew this was a prank because the dad didn't sound super convincing. And I bet you the other kids were in on it. But that kid sounded like he was absolutely crushed, just crushed. He was crying his little heart out.
Well, either that or he should get an Oscar for his for his performance or an Emmy. I will say this, that even if the kids were in on it, and I believe to some extent they were, just that constant emotional explosive nature of that, I think, wears down any child. And certainly childhood is a time for these kids to be learning about themselves and growing up in an appropriate manner and not to be subjected to this kind of situation day in and day out.
Well, listen, I've been among those who think that, you know, on many occasions we in this country coddle our children too much. We hover among them. I mean, I've heard this whole thing about the helicopter parents, and now there's a new thing out there called lawnmower parents, where they're actually out in front mowing down any potential obstacles that a kid may encounter before as they go forward in their development. But in this particular case, it seems to me that when you start yelling at a kid like this, it borders on the abusive. What is the line where something that, you know, could be sort of funny, everybody gets a good laugh at it, when does it cross the line into being inappropriate?
Well, Brian, I believe it becomes inappropriate when the child emotionally is reacting in a way that they are in pain, that they don't know what is reality from fantasy, and that in itself puts them on some unsure footing. And of course, I discussed the language that was used and the tone that they've taken with these kids. Certainly can border on something that many people are seeing as being abusive.
Now, for people who didn't see the video, didn't know what we were talking about, that was the father was saying that he was upset because his child didn't do his homework and instead he was always playing Xbox, and so he was going to smash the child's Xbox. Now, we've seen that before, where other parents have disciplined their children by smashing an Xbox or a cell phone is a very popular thing, or a computer, and to show their kids, I'm done. No more phone, no more Xbox, no more computer. But it's a one-off. It's not something that they do all the time. Is that also detrimental?
Well, Mary, it's one thing to discipline your kids, but it's another thing when you are modeling behaviors that are really aggressive and violent. And so, yes, as parents, I know that sometimes we cross the line. It happens. But we have to pull back and understand what is the lesson that we're teaching our kids. Taking away an Xbox is appropriate. Smashing it with a hammer in front of the child is perhaps teaching them that the way to solve problems is with violence. And in the long run, that is not going to work.
Well, if you were brought in and asked to counsel this family, what would you say?
Well, I would actually have them sit down. And they say that they're getting some sort of counseling and coaching. I hope they truly are, and that's not a prank. But I would talk with them about reevaluating how they have been behaving and whether they've become almost delusional in thinking that people really do appreciate what it is that they've done. I really do question all of the views that they've gotten and in some ways have been encouraged to continue doing this. So they need to look at what the values are, whether it's really about getting a successful YouTube channel or having the love and admiration and stability of their family. You can't put a dollar value on that. That's invaluable.
No, absolutely. And I think the other thing that comes in here, and you can speak to this as well, is this almost obsession that we get with people liking what we post, whether it is on YouTube, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on Instagram, whatever it happens to be. There's almost a high that people get from that. And I wonder if this is kind of like an addictive thing for them.
Well, I think it can be a very addictive thing in that they've been reinforced with that sort of behavior. But we also, putting those likes in there, becomes some sort of an addictive behavior that we have to validate certain things. I think we can all learn a lesson here. We all need to step back, and that when it comes to children, when it comes to these sorts of activities, that we have to be sensible in what we're doing and not get caught in the high of whatever that emotion or the joke or the prank or the visual that we're seeing.
Well, Dr. Jeff Gardier, thank you so much for joining us and explaining this to us, because I think there are some people who maybe are looking at this and going, huh, I've watched some of those videos and I liked them. Maybe that wasn't such a smart thing for me to do, because we're culpable in this as well by encouraging it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mary.
That's Dr. Jeff Gardier, psychologist, America's psychologist. It is 8:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a busy morning for 395 northbound at the earlier crash between the Pentagon and 14th Street Bridge. It's been cleared for some time, but the delay's intense. Still out of Newington to get into town. Now it's in the southbound direction for the accident. Southbound on 395 before you get up to Edsel Road. It's along the left side. So as you're coming out of Shirlington, heading up toward the Beltway, watch for these unusual southbound delays. On to the Beltway through Springfield and Annandale, heavy. Then you'll hit it slow again near the toll road to the Legion Bridge. Nothing unusual right now. Outer loop between Georgia and Connecticut Avenue looks good. It's getting there from College Park. It's causing our slowdowns. Each direction in the Largo area on the Beltway slows, especially the outer loop approaching 202 has some of that stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today will be mostly cloudy, maybe even a few showers this morning with a high near 75. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 61. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 86. And then Friday and Saturday, both days, will give us a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid-80s. Currently in our nation's capital, 58 degrees at 8:16 on WMAL.
The Wine Outlet is your neighborhood destination for the best prices, service, and selection of wine and craft beers, offering tastings every Friday and Saturday at their locations in Vienna, McLean, and now Great Falls. Visit wine-outlet.com. The Wine Outlet. Big box prices, small store service.
We're going to have the wall built. I mean, I don't know what people are talking. I watch these shows and the pundits in the morning. I don't know what they're talking about. The wall gets built, 100%.
That was Donald Trump yesterday, the president of the United States, saying that, I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, sure, maybe Congress won't give you the money right now, but that wall is going to be built, reassuring those across America who really want to see this wall built. I mean, we did a poll the other day, sort of an informal thing, asked the question, look, when it comes to tax cuts or health care reform or building the wall, which is most important to you? And people, I think, overwhelmingly responded, very many of them, that they wanted to see that wall built. Well, what has changed is that in these negotiations over a budget bill that must be passed by Friday to keep the government running, the president has backed down and said, I do not necessarily need money to build the wall in this first round. And because Democrats had said, if you're going to insist upon that, then it's on. And we may be facing a government shutdown. He decided he didn't want to have that fight here and now and pushed it off till the fall. Whether or not he will get funding in the fall is still an open question. Some people have said, well, his priorities have changed. Here is Sean Spicer on that. He says, no, not at all.
His priorities have not changed. There will be a wall built. It's important to prevent human trafficking, gangs like MS-13 from coming into the country, the flow of illegal drugs, illegal immigration. There is a national and economic safety issue by having a wall that ensures our country's safety.
And why are they responding to this? Well, because of what Rush Limbaugh had to say yesterday.
It looks like President Trump is caving on his demand for a measly $1 billion in the budget for his wall on the border with Mexico. The Democrats are threatening a government shutdown. It's the same old, and I was hoping that Trump would throw this shutdown thing right back in their face and have everybody realize they're the ones engineering these shutdowns, that nobody would notice anyway.
Yeah, so there, that was Rush yesterday on WMAL. Look, it looks like he's going to push it off until later, but it really is sort of remarkable that the Democrats were able to stop this. He asked for $1.4 billion, which sounds, you know, to you and me like a lot of money. But when you really look at it, it is 0.035 of 1%. In other words, 0.03 of a percent. Of our federal budget. In fact, that's exactly how much HHS, the Department of Health and Human Services, spends in one 12-hour period.
What they should be doing, I'll reiterate this again, the song I sing all the time, is the Republicans need to learn how to spin the message. What they should be doing is running commercials, running ads, buying time, talking about human trafficking, the children that are being smuggled across the border to serve in sex rings. And they should put that on there and they should say, Chuck Schumer doesn't want to stop human trafficking.
Or drugs coming into the country.
Chuck Schumer, yeah. That's the next thing. Chuck Schumer doesn't want to stop illegal drugs that are flowing into your children's schools. Don't make it about the immigrants, the illegal immigrants. You make it about the sex trafficking. You make it about the children being smuggled across the border. You make it about the drugs coming into this country. And you keep reiterating that Democrats don't want to stop children from being smuggled into this country to be used in child sex rings. It's that simple. That's all they have to do. They could turn public opinion very quickly. And they, for whatever reason, refuse to do it.
Listen, I think Ted Cruz has an interesting ideal here. And I think maybe this is something that really should be looked at closely. He's introduced a bill that would allow assets that are taken from Mexican drug lords when they're captured, like El Chapo, and take that money and use it to actually go toward building the wall. I mean, the U.S. government's apparently seeking $14 billion from the prosecution of El Chapo, and some of that money could easily help pay for a great deal of the wall. That'll be very interesting. I think that's an interesting idea, and I hope that Ted Cruz and the president look at that and say, well, maybe that's a way that Mexico can pay for the wall.
I was just going to say, and Mexico would pay for it. I think President Trump underestimated the support. I think he overestimated the support he was going to get from Republicans. I don't think he thought that his own party was not going to support him to the degree which they have not supported him. And I think that's been eye-opening for him.
I think that's true. I think there's also this element to it. And look, when was the money going to run out? When would we have been facing this deadline? Friday, this coming Friday. What is happening on Saturday? It's the president's 100th day in office, and all of the story is going to be written about, oh, the president on his 100th day faces a government that is closed. I don't think he wanted that narrative as well. I think that's at least part of it. It's 8:22 on WMAL.
The SGK Gun Show returns this weekend to the Prince William County Fairgrounds. Whether you're a hunter, shooter, or collector, the Manassas Gun Show by SGK has all your modern shooting and hunting needs. That's the SGK Gun Show this weekend at the Prince William County Fairgrounds in Manassas.
Serious about home security? Keep your family safe. You need to talk to the folks at Ackerman Security Systems. You can get a system that costs you only $19.95 per month. That includes burglary, fire, medical alert monitoring. Best of all, it's about half the cost of the other guys. Ackerman has the industry's only guaranteed response time. And after all, when it comes to a security system, what do you care about? You care about them calling quickly when there's problems, right? Well, that's what when seconds counts, you can count on Ackerman to be there. Ackerman offers a free in-home security analysis if you don't have a system. And let's say you want some of the bells and whistles and the neat technology video of what's going on in your home when you're not there. Maybe you want to control your smart door locks and thermostats all with the touch of a button on your smartphone, tablet or laptop. Well, that's just a few dollars more. So here's what you need to do. Get protected and save. A limited time offer for my listeners. Call Ackerman right now. Get 3 months of free monitoring. 3 months free. 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Writing job descriptions. Sifting through resumes. Setting up interviews. Hiring's hard, but it doesn't need to be. Indeed.com makes it easier. Post your job in minutes. Manage candidates at every stage. Schedule interviews with a click. All on your personal, easy-to-use Indeed dashboard. And since independent research shows that Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, easy works. And it's a great time to find out for yourself why more than 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, which boosts your job posting and relevant search results. Basically, it helps you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Try the world's number one job site today. Indeed. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English all you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, and how to keep your money in your family. I'll show you how to eliminate those dread death taxes and avoid the expense and delay of probate. See how our reservoir trust can protect your family's inheritance from lawsuits and the divorce court. Thousands of your neighbors have already attended. So watch the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
8:25, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
This is not your normal rush hour. 395 in the southbound direction where you're normally just buzzing along at the appropriate speed heading toward the Beltway. Crash now in the left lane before you get to Edsel Road. So this is slowing you coming out of Shirlington if that's your trip. Get ready for that. On the northbound side, unfortunately, this is normal quite often. Out of Newington to and across the 14th Street Bridge jam. On the westbound side of the freeway, not only is the freeway slow, but the 11th Street Bridge and 295 North back at the Beltway. Also, Suitland Parkway hung up trying to get to 295. But now, Suitland Parkway's latest problem, as you're past 295 and you head onto that exit ramp, head towards South Capitol Street to the Douglas Bridge, and that's parked. That's where we have a crash, right in the approach to that bridge to South Capitol Street. So be prepared there. College Park, northbound on Route 1, right as you cross over the Beltway, crash along the left side. Update sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Contact Parker Pierce Service Experts today. Buy a tune-up, get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today. See website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast, tough this morning. A few showers, widely scattered. Really not much rain. Cloudy this afternoon, 75. Tonight, near 61. Suburbs a little cooler and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, sunshine, 86. Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine and warm, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 58 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
Oh, I want to get away.
You know, it's really good to be a member of Congress. You got all these amazing perks. You get a gymnasium. You get a swimming pool. There's even a tennis court on one of the top of the buildings in on Capitol Hill. You get somebody to hold your elevator and somebody to open your door. And you get barber shops and beauty shops. And you can get your shoe shine. And you get your ice delivered right to your door. I mean, it's really good to be a member of Congress. People wait on you hand and foot. But no perk perhaps is more treasured by members of Congress than the fact that they had their own special little parking lot over at Reagan National. I mean, they say that the most dangerous place you can be on a Thursday afternoon at about 2 o'clock is between Capitol Hill and Reagan National as everybody tries to get out of town and go back home for the weekend. Well, that parking lot is being taken away because there's a big construction project going to be happening at Reagan National, which is designed to help the flow of traffic through that whole area. And now, members of Congress, justices of the Supreme Court, and other key players in town will have to actually park in the public parking garages with the rest of us.
But please tell me they won't have to pay for it, because I shudder at the thought of them actually having to pay for parking, right? They don't have to pay for it. Please tell me.
No, it's free.
Oh, okay. So glad. I thought maybe my taxes would go down. Thank you.
They're losing their parking lot. Oh, the humanity of it all. It's now 8:28.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
The good news? Our business is growing. The bad news? We have to hire again.
Ugh, the searching.
Oh, where do we look?
What if we hire the wrong person?
Actually, we could use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter?
ZipRecruiter makes hiring fast and easy. With one click, our job would be posted to 100 leading job sites.
But are the candidates any good?
You bet. As soon as we post our job, ZipRecruiter starts identifying the best matches and notifies them to apply, all within minutes. Well,
whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates fast with ZipRecruiter. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by hundreds of thousands of businesses in a variety of industries nationwide. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
And coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Assistant Chief Jeff Carroll of the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department's Homeland Security Bureau. Going to talk to us about that drill that is going on right now as we speak. It is 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. President Trump will propose tax cuts for individuals and businesses today as the administration unveils its outline for a major tax reform plan. The top tax rate for individuals would come down to the mid-30s, says one official. Small business owners would see their top rate go from 39.6% to 15%. The Trump administration is vowing to fight a judge's ruling on the president's executive order on sanctuary cities.
The president's first 100 days with a familiar tussle with the federal judiciary, this time a complaint from the White House that an unelected federal judge ruled against the administration. That judge using the president's own words in the ruling. And there is also a prediction this morning from the White House chief of staff that the Supreme Court will eventually vindicate the White House.
Correspondent Joe Johns, authorities across D.C., Maryland, and Virginia today are taking part in an unusually large exercise to prepare for a coordinated terror attack. The drills are set to take place in six locations around the region. More military drills, meanwhile, on the Korean Peninsula.
The U.S. South Korean military drills are ongoing until the end of the month. They're routine, they're annual, they're defensive in nature, we're being told. But the one I went to was certainly massive, and it is inevitably going to send a message to North Korea. North Korea holding its own live-fire drills as well.
Correspondent Paula Hancock's metro managers are reportedly preparing for a possible employee sick-out this weekend, even though the Amalgamated Transit Union says it does not support a sick out. Metro employees are not allowed to go on strike. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,996, the Nasdaq at 6025. Sports, the Nats and Rockies have a slugfest at Coors Field, and it's the Nationals who come out on top. The Orioles get shut out by Tampa Bay, and the Wizards host the Hawks tonight in their series tied at 2 apiece. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene.
Across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
My top-notch innovation team here at Snell Heating and Air is always looking for new ways to make our customers smile. And recently, they had a breakthrough, which we're calling the Homeowner Satisfaction Quotient, or HSQ for short. And you might think it's an algebra equation or something that you'll need to get your slide rule out for. But the truth is, really, it's surprisingly simple. Ready? Here goes. When you call the stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to be 100% satisfied 100% of the time, guaranteed, or we will make it right. Even if that means we have to come back out to make it right. Upfront pricing means that you're going to know what the repair will cost before any work is performed. And with my stand-up guys, you know you're getting the cream of the crop. The very best trained and well-mannered air conditioning technicians in the market.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Bad things can happen late at night. And in Washington, D.C., late-night closed-door meetings could spell higher costs for millions of older Americans. Congress is secretly trying to revive its failed health care bill. They're cutting deals to let the big insurance companies charge you even more. It starts with an age tax. If you're 50 or older, they can charge you five times more than everyone else, up to $13,000 more per year. Now they're going after anyone with a pre-existing condition, letting insurance companies charge you thousands more if you're sick. They could even deny you life-saving coverage if you need treatment like chemotherapy and dialysis. And it's all going on behind closed doors in Washington. Call 844-833-9664 today and tell your member of Congress to stop the backroom deals, stop the higher prices, and stop the age tax. Paid for by AARP.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Whitman in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still quite busy with this rush hour. 50 commuters heading through West Falls Church as you come off of the Beltway. 50 eastbound Arlington Boulevard. If you're trying to get up to Seven Corners, the accident's what's holding you up before you get to the Seven Corners intersection. Once through there, then you're okay. On 395 northbound out of Newington to the 14th Street Bridge, we're still jammed. Southbound 395 before Edsel Road with accident activity still in the left lane. Now DC 295, it's been a long haul here off the Beltway to cross the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway. Now to cross the Douglas Bridge onto South Capitol Street over near Nats Park before you get onto the bridge with a crash. So not only for 295 commuters, but really an impact on the Suitland Parkway as well. So Suitland Parkway, get ready, because once you hit the trip coming in before Route 5 with the stop and go delays. College Park, a little bit better news. The crash northbound on Route 1 over the Beltway, they just cleared that out of the travel lanes. Lanes open each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast, tough this morning. A few showers, widely scattered. Really not much rain. Cloudy this afternoon, 75. Tonight, near 61. Suburbs a little cooler and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, sunshine, 86. Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine and warm, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Vienna, 57 in La Plata, 59 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. If you're getting ready to go to work or you're moving about the city in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., you may notice a lot of police and fire activity. And it probably is part of a big drill that's going on, a full-scale terror attack drill, which is starting about right now. Joining us on the line to talk about this and give us some understanding of why this is important, Assistant Chief Jeff Carroll of the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department's Homeland Security Bureau. Chief Carroll, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much for the invitation to speak to your listeners.
All right, so what will people be seeing today as they move about? This is going to go on for a lot of today, so what are they likely to see if they stumble across some of this?
Sure. So this is going to go on for several hours throughout today. There's six locations, two in the District of Columbia, one in Northeast Washington, and one in Southeast Washington. There's also locations in suburban Maryland and Northern Virginia. So in these areas, law enforcement officers, along with other fire and EMS and first responders, will be involved inside various drills. These drills will simulate, obviously, different types of attacks, and it's based on things, lessons learned, events that we've seen across the country and internationally. So if you come across one of these areas, you may see a large law enforcement or fire presence. The public should remain calm. There's no sort of threat to the public, but public safety is key during these types of drills as well.
Well, and they do pay off, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, it's very important that we exercise the types of things that we do to ensure that everyone is prepared if these terrorist attacks do occur. You know, these various public safety agencies, it's important to have a interagency coordination, the cooperation, and the communication. So if the attack does occur, we are prepared and we have practiced our operations.
How often do you do these drills? It doesn't seem to be all that often, but approximately how many years?
Sure. So this drill is actually sponsored by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments, and it involves the entire National Capital Region. So there's a variety of law enforcement and fire agencies, as I said. But we in the Metropolitan Police Department, we're involved inside drills, you know, several times throughout the years. Obviously, many aren't as involved and as large as this drill is. This one has actors to make it more realistic. But we do a variety of different training sessions with different universities and colleges and businesses and things of that nature to ensure that we are prepared as well as prepared with our federal partners when we're responding to these types of things. So being trained and exercised through operational drills such as this, as well as tabletop drills, is one of the things that we are constantly doing to ensure we're honing our skills and our officers are prepared.
Mm-hmm. And how long does it take you to put this whole thing together, to get to today?
Sure. So this is, as I said, there is a large number of agencies involved. And so this has been planned for several months, you know, a lot of the planning sessions, a lot of meetings to ensure that everyone's prepared. And when you do a drill of this size, you have to also ensure that the safety of the officers responding, you know, they don't understand or they don't know what the actual scenarios that they're walking into are beforehand. So when they get there, they respond just as they would if it was an actual incident. So we have to make sure that, you know, the officers are safe, there's safety precautions, safety officers just for the drill itself. And then after we get everything safe, then we can move into the actual, you know, response portion of the exercise itself.
You know, when they talk about the military, they talk about the need to be able to fight on two fronts. And I notice in the press release here, they say that one of the things you're trying to do is learn how you might respond to multiple target locations and teams of perpetrators. In other words, you know, can you handle some kind of terrorist attack that takes place in multiple locations at the same time?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as I said, we look at the international trends that have occurred, and we've seen these attacks that happen at multiple locations. So these are the kind of things that we want to ensure that we learn from those lessons that have happened, those events, and that we are prepared. And here in the National Capital Region, you know, we're very unique. We have a lot of different agencies that are here. We have a lot of large special events that occur. So we're constantly communicating, building relationships, working together with our local, state, and federal partners. So these drills are just another step forward, is continuing to build that partnership and ensure that we are prepared if an attack does occur anywhere in the National Capital Region, not only here in the city proper, but in the suburbs and the surrounding areas as well.
Well, let me drill down on just that one point, because I think you're right. There are a lot of different agencies, different jurisdictions that are all participating in this. I think one of the lessons of 9/11, as I recall, was that we didn't have great communications between jurisdictions. And many times there was confusion because one agency couldn't talk to another. And I know that there have been various attempts over the years to resolve this problem. Is that better, or is there still need for improvement there?
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely improved since 9/11. There's always areas for improvement, I'd say that. But with these drills, that helps us to highlight our communications. You know, there's a variety of methods that we use. And when you get to a large-scale operation or situation, you have a variety of agencies. So one of the things that we focus on is having a unified command structure. You know, using the National Incident Management System and the ICS system, as they call it, the Incident Command System, is one of the things that we use in these large-scale operations. And one of the key things when you have multiple agencies is to have a unified command structure where you have the different agency leaders, the incident commanders from a variety of these agencies that are here on the scene, so we can ensure that we are communicating, we're sharing information, and everyone is aware of what's actually going on during the time of an actual event. And this is true for the drills. The same kind of situation that you'd have in an actual event, you still establish that unified command structure here and ensure that we're communicating and testing out these types of areas. Do we see any weaknesses, any areas of improvement in case future things happen? And those are the kind of things that we can test in future drills as well.
Now, one thing I've learned about Brian is he would love to be a volunteer. He wants to be a victim in one of these drills. Where do you get these volunteers from? Because Brian apparently missed the sign up.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So they get it from a variety of locations. These are folks from the community who volunteer to come out and to assist. And it's very important that we have these volunteers that are out there. It makes it more realistic. As I said, there's a variety of different kind of opportunities for exercising. There's tabletop exercises where you kind of talk through scenarios. Then there's actual drills such as this where you have the actors, you have the folks, so you can really test out some of these procedures and policies that you would actually do in a real-life scenario. So by having these folks out there, these actors, it really helps the officers who are responding to feel like a more of a real-life situation.
Well, you can put Brian on your list because he wants the blood and everything.
Yeah,
he wants the full experience.
I could moan and groan and put on the fake blood the whole nine yards. I'm happy to do that for you.
We'll keep you in mind next time.
All right, listen. Thank you so much for joining us here, because I do think this is, and you know, we make light of it here at the end, but this is really important stuff, because I know that in the past, these training seminars have actually really paid off. So thank you for joining us here today. Assistant Chief Jeff Carroll from the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department's Homeland Security Bureau. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
It is 844 on WMAL.
During our last go-to meeting, our team connected a little too well.
That looks like our distributors in France can't keep up with demand. The team should look at moving into Asia.
When you connect better, everything comes together. Go-to meeting. Try it free.
When you buy from Tedrid Ford, you get life. Tedrid for life, lifetime vehicle coverage.
It doesn't end after 10 years.
It doesn't end after 100,000 miles.
It never ends.
Never ends.
Drive a new 2017 Ford F-150 for up to $13,000 off MSRP.
And only Tedrid gives you their exclusive Tedrid for life, lifetime vehicle coverage. Tedrid.com.
Sticker number C70779 with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, and $69.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates apply to all to dealer. Offer ends 4/30/17. See dealer for details.
Ryan Zimmerman.
Another high drive.
Rocks the Rockies' world.
See you later.
Catch everything. Nationals Rockies. The series continues tonight at 8 on Masson 2. The Nationals bullpen. Surrendered the fewest runs in the NL.
Breaking ball for the strikeout.
Catch everything. Nationals, Rockies. The series concludes tomorrow at 2:30 on Masson.
It's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, then we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, around the Beltway, couple problems here. Leaving Andrews on the outer loop of the Beltway. That's where you're hitting the slowdowns to the crash before you get to 50, the John Hanson Highway. But looks like everything mostly to the shoulder there. You're coming in on 50 onto that exit ramp. You're slow to merge onto the Beltway. You're rubbernecking on that inner loop side. College Park to Silver Spring, normal delays here. Now, inner loop in Bethesda crash. Well, actually, it's reported as an emergency response inner loop as you approach Connecticut Avenue. On the George Washington Parkway, here we come, southbound, south of 123. Still with the volume down to the Key Bridge and the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. But if you haven't heard, East Street has been reopened between 17th and 18th, so you can use East Street coming off of the East Street Expressway that had been shut down with emergency electrical repairs. Pepco has done the job there. 395 southbound before the Beltway, still with accident activity. Northbound with heavy delays remaining to the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
On the back edge of the rain now, western edge of the rain showers continue to be with us this morning, so just a few showers in the forecast. Cloudy otherwise this morning, mostly cloudy and milder this afternoon, 75. Tonight we break up the clouds, fall to 61, suburbs a little cooler, plenty of sun, very warm tomorrow, 86. Middle 80s, a mix of clouds and sunshine on Friday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, we're at 58 degrees at 8:47 on WMAL. Well, Mike Rowe is one of my favorite people. I love Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs. I used to love watching the show, and now Mike Rowe has gained fame from that. He is also a conservative, and he has also gained fame from his blog, and he also answers listeners' questions and viewers' questions and that kind of thing. Well, he came upon a product, and he was on with Tucker Carlson talking about this product, and because of this, this product has now gained fame, and it's from Nordstrom's. They are selling a pair of men's jeans for $425, which I don't know if men pay. I know women pay that kind of money for clothing, but I don't know if men do. And the reason that these jeans are getting so much attention is because they are plugged on the website as, quote, they have seen some hardworking action with a crackled, caked-on muddy coating that shows you're not afraid to get down and dirty. So it's not real, the coating on. It's not real mud
in fact,
on the
it's
jeans.
It's polyurethane fake mud.
Right, it's fake mud. So Mike Rowe sees this, and here is Mike Rowe with Tucker Carlson on Fox News talking about why he thinks this is terrible.
We finally got to the point where not only will people pay $425 for a pair of jeans, but they'll pay for polyurethane fake mud that are put on the jeans. My beef with Nordstrom's isn't that they don't value icons of work. They clearly do. My beef is that they don't value authenticity. And that once again, as a country, what the hell are we doing, man?
And that's exactly what it is. You know, this we know that the elite sneer down. So the liberal elite sneer at the working class. They look down their noses at anyone who works with their hands because they feel that they are far more intellectually superior than the working class. So this is just the left trying to be ironic, because there is not a working class person who can spend $425 for a pair of jeans, nor would they. And I'll tell you, my husband's got a pair of jeans. You know how every dad had that pair of jeans? My dad had that pair of jeans that he would wear in the front yard. They were ripped and had grass stains on them. And my husband has become his father. And so now he has a pair of ripped jeans that have mud and everything else. I am willing to let them go for like a mere $250.
$250, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're a liberal elite living in the listening area, which I'm sure there are many, I'm willing to let those jeans go for $250.
Oh, I thought you were talking about $2.50.
No, $250. Oh, yes.
You want all of that grass stain to be, you know,
grass
pay off,
ripped, right? Mud, the whole bit. I mean, they are authentic, and that will not come off because I've tried. I'm telling you right now, that will not come off. So people will think that you, too, ironically work
very hard.
Yes,
right.
Work very hard. NASCAR in the news, Dale Earnhardt, Earnhardt Jr. has announced that he will retire from racing at the end of this season. He said the series he wants to leave stock car racing competition on his own terms.
Yeah.
So good for him. He's a third generation racer.
Well, of course he turns, he is, right. He's junior.
He turns 43 in October. He's newly married. He says he wants to start a family. Can you imagine being able to retire at 43?
Well, yeah.
God bless him.
I got to tell you, I think that one of the great things about people on the stage like this in these kinds of jobs is to know when to walk away.
Yes.
To know when to walk away with your head held high and not linger too long on the stage. But he took a bad wreck last June, took a real hit, and had to come back and do some rehabilitation. And I think he's just sort of thinking, now is the time to focus on some family, to have some kids, and 43 is a good time to walk away with millions in your pocket.
Any time is a good time to walk away. I will even try it now. That works for me. So good luck to Dale Earnhardt Jr. Good for him. It is now 8:51 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
As a parent, this next story really upset me. And I hope it upsets you too, because together we could do something about it. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Researchers at the University of Illinois gave children a project they were told was for really, really smart kids. Up until age 5, boys and girls said they enjoyed the activity equally. But by age 6, the girls started losing interest. That's because they started absorbing the stereotypes of their gender, according to this new study, such as what kinds of activities girls and boys should be interested in. Now, the good news, the researchers say a strong female role model can inoculate girls from these sorts of stereotypes. Above all, parents and teachers should stress the importance of hard work as opposed to the notion of brilliance. Everyone does better, the study's author said, when hard work is perceived as the key to success. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from your CPAP machine, there is another option, and it doesn't require a mask or hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
The good news? Our business is growing. The bad news? We have to hire again.
Ugh, the searching.
Oh, where do we look?
What if we hire the wrong person?
Actually, we could use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter?
ZipRecruiter makes hiring fast and easy. With one click, our job would be posted to 100 leading job sites.
But are the candidates any good?
You bet. As soon as we post our job, ZipRecruiter starts identifying the best matches and notifies them to apply, all within minutes. Well,
whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates fast with ZipRecruiter. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by hundreds of thousands of businesses in a variety of industries nationwide. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
It is 8:55 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day, Jamie.
You do the same, everyone. Have a good morning here and around the Beltway. We're still struggling in a couple spots. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. The Maryland Beltway Outer Loop. As you approach 50, the John Hanson Highway, the scene of the crash. They had everything to the shoulder, but looks like from time to time they might need to block a lane here. As a result, coming around from Andrews, jammed Inner Loop out of New Carrollton to check it out. Topside still, College Park to Silver Spring. The better news, Inner Loop into Bethesda, the incident now to the right shoulder, but it is giving us some delays. Unusual delays continue. Virginia heading through West Falls Church. If you're trying to get to Seven Corners, it's the crash causing the delays east on 50 before you get to Route 7, that big interchange at Seven Corners. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
On the back edge of the rain now, western edge of the rain showers continue to be with us this morning, so just a few showers in the forecast. Cloudy otherwise this morning, mostly cloudy and milder this afternoon, 75. Tonight we break up the clouds, fall to 61, suburbs a little cooler, plenty of sun, very warm tomorrow, 86. Middle 80s, a mix of clouds and sunshine on Friday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 58 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Listen every weekday morning at 542 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
You can doll it up, wash it down, yes, even throw lipstick on it. But a pig is still just a pig. Same for the health care bill in Congress. Last month, Americans said no to a plan economists agreed would cost you more. Now some in Washington are high on the hog to bring it back. And this time, it's worse. There's still an age tax, letting insurance companies charge anyone over 50 up to 5 times more than everyone else. But now, if you have a pre-existing condition, they can deny coverage for life-saving treatments. Even worse, it gives a huge tax break to millionaires while cutting over $800 billion from Medicaid, taking away coverage from millions of Americans. Tell Congressman Whitman to vote no on the health care bill, because a pig is still just a pig. And this bill will cost you a whole lot of bacon. Paid for by Save My Care.
Here is a secret your life insurance company does not want you to know. Seniors have been selling their policies for over 15 years. If you're over 65, call the experts at Crosspoint Life Settlements at 800-450-1826 to see if you qualify. Never surrender or lapse your policy until you really know what it is worth by calling us at 800-450-1826. Crosspoint works with financial professionals, assuring their clients maximize the value of their policies. Call 800-450-1826. 1-800-926-1126 or go online to sellmypolicynow.com for valuable information. A CrossPoint representative is available to help you. Stop paying premiums and get your cash today. CrossPoint Life Settlements, a new look at life insurance. Check us out at sellmypolicynow.com, sellmypolicynow.com, or call 800-450-1826.
Technology has forever changed real estate. In fact, the only thing that hasn't changed in real estate are the high commissions. Until now. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Well, let's see, today is the day we're supposed to get a look at the president's tax proposals, and that will happen later today, about 1:30, I think it is, with the Secretary of the Treasury. We'll have some details on that tomorrow, no doubt.
And also, we're going to talk about any possible government shutdown, what that could possibly mean to you, for you, if anything. Will it affect me at all? I'm going to say probably not, unless you want to go to some kind of national park or something along those lines. Yeah. And look, there's Chris Plant.
Hey, Chris.
I have to go to the Statue of Liberty to get our contraceptive devices.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.